So you know what, it ain't over, said Governor Kathy Hochul. New York Governor Kathy Hochul pushes back on President Trump's move to block congestion pricing. The governor's response comes as the Trump administration gives New York until March 21st to comply with its order to end the $9 tolling program on vehicles entering Manhattan. A letter from the U.S. Transportation Department's Federal Highway Administration was made public Wednesday after it was sent to the city, February 20th. The day after Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced he rescinded federal approval of the toll, calling it slap in the face to working class Americans and small business owners. Immediately following that, the Metropolitan Transit Authority filed a lawsuit challenging the move, and city officials are now vowing to continue the program. Governor Hochul, who met with Trump last week, discussed Thursday morning on MSNBC her attempt to try and appeal to the president as a New Yorker, remaining committed to defending the plan. I'm trying to find a common ground here. This is a city that he cares about, and he understands it more than any president since FDR. We haven't had a New York president. But more than anyone, he has property here. He understands we want to make sure the city keeps moving, said the governor. Hochul didn't elaborate on anything Trump said during their meeting, but added she hopes he'll give New York another chance to prove the effectiveness of congestion pricing. She echoed this statement Wednesday while speaking at a board meeting with the MTA promising orderly resistance to the Trump administration's order. We must stand up, and we will stand up. We will not be steamrolled, said Hochul. The MTA says since congestion pricing began on January 5th, traffic and commute times have reduced on some of the most crowded roads in New York City. The plan is also on track to hit its goal of raising $15 billion in funding for transit repairs and improvements. Nearly $49 million was billed to vehicles entering the zone in January, according to the latest public data from the authority.